Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We also welcome in our new sponsor, Enviro Heating and Air, servicing all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Today's guest is Larry Krueger from KNBR in San Francisco in part two of our conversation. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Now let's get to part two of the conversation I had this week with Larry Krueger from KNBR in San Francisco. I might be stealing this from a Gary and Larry show from the past, but if you were the commissioner, what's the one thing that you'd like to see change? Because for me, it's replay. I don't mind having some replay. I think there's too much of it. I just don't like to see every little play scrutinized. So for me, I would lessen the replay to one challenge per game, per manager, and that's it. What's the one thing you'd like to see changed?
I also will say replay, and to me, there's one bad look of baseball is this the way replay goes from there's something that happens on the field, then everybody looks at the manager,
right?
Manager then looks at the bench coach. There's some brief dialogue. He then like makes this weird thing with his ears, like, hey, we got to look at it. We got to talk to our guys. And they stall for a second. And he looks back at a bench coach who's on the phone to a guy somewhere that we don't see, having a conversation that we don't know about. And then that guy comes back and obviously makes the determination if it's worth reviewing. And then they say they want to review it. And they go and review it. And they go to New York. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That whole part is so slow.
Oh.
It's like, how about this? There are other sports that do this differently. In horse racing, when there's a photo finish, you don't have to have the jockey of each horse doesn't have to say, hey, you know what? I think that was close enough. We need a photo. Makes a motion to somebody who then, you know, it's all done. It's just done. And this eliminate all that stuff. So basically, now, if there is a mistake, then, you know, immediately there should just be like a pause from the umpire who gets a call from New York who just says pause, and he just steps out. And then they should run their commercials that they love to run, embed them right into the screen right then and there as soon as there's any kind of a stall like that. And don't have challenges. Don't put it in the hands of the manager. Take all of it out of it and just have a central location and make a determination what the right call was and move on.
But wouldn't that happen too many times?
It doesn't need to be a challenge. It doesn't need to be, well, let's decide if it's challenge worthy. Let New York decide for themselves if it's challenge worthy. And then, you know, you can, if you want to debate whether it's challenge worthy, you know, after that, then you go right ahead. But I don't, to me, it's like, I think this whole back and forth, do you want to challenge it? And then let's go to New York and huddle up. It takes so much time. Just tell me when there's a mistake and overturn it and move on. Don't make me challenge it and like call for it. Just, you have people in the league office that are faster. Determine it quickly, as fast as you can, and get back to us.
I could be with you there. I could be with you there.
Baseball game. These things it should not be that hard to make a very quick determination and then have the game going. It shouldn't be up to Bochy to talk to two. I mean, think about it. I mean, just cut out all of that.
But if this guy, whoever it is in New York, is making this determination, don't you think we should know who it is? I mean, it's like this. It's like the Wizard of Oz in New York. Like, we have no idea who makes the call back there, and you're just shaking your head sometimes. Like, why didn't they overturn that? Shouldn't that be made public so at least that person could be questioned about a little bit?
Absolutely, absolutely. Full transparency. But you can't take. You should know like who they are, but I mean, it shouldn't be like we have cameras as they're deliberating or anything like that. It shouldn't be anything, no circus sideshow. Just this is today's person, so there's accountability,
right?
You know, put a name on it, and you know, if you want to show them like in video after, like how they, whatever. If there's a consult, they consult with something. If they look at something, if you want to show a camera that shows them looking at different angles. Whatever, if you want to kind of show transparency that way, you know, where you're showing people the process, not necessarily as it's going on, but you're showing people the process, then I think that would be good, you know. But definitely eliminate this, you know, from the field to the booth to New York to the, you know, back to the field. It's too long. It puts the managers in bad positions too, these Hall of Fame managers. Let somebody else tell them the exact thing that was right. Don't have them asking bench coaches and deciding if they want challenges. Then the future is what, playing games with how many challenges and this, you know, it's bad. I don't like the mound visit rules. I don't like any of those rules. It's like the game has to have a free flow to it. And you know, the replay. The other thing I really can't stand is the guy who hits the ringing double off like a 95-mile-an-hour pitch, mm-hmm. you know, off the corner, and he hits a ringing double down the line, and he demonstrates awesome foot speed, and he goes sliding into second base, and then on the exchange between his front foot and back foot, because the second baseman that kept the glove on his butt the whole time, suddenly he's out because he was off the base for a nanosecond. I mean, please, just, I mean, talk about no code at all. I mean, it's like, that's just so bogus. On something like that, it's like, they should, if you touch the bag first, you know, that you should just automatically get timeout on the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're way off the bag. If you're way off the bag, I can understand. But otherwise, just it's not even reviewable, in my opinion.
This whole, you know, he was sliding. He caught it with his foot. And then as he was moving his foot off so he didn't snap his ankle, he switched to his back foot. And in that switch, he was off the base for, I mean, it's like, that just so defeats the purpose of what, you know, the guy hit a ringing double off a 90-mile-an-hour pitch, and it's like we're going to call him out because we now have a camera angle that's a camera, you know, that can put a, we can see anything anywhere. I mean, it's to me, that's bogus. It's like, if the guy's foot gets in first, I don't care on the exchange if the tag stays on, he should be safe.
I agree, and there are guys who don't want to go in head first because it's dangerous, you know, hand injuries and all that, so they go in feet first, and then they're being penalized for that because, you know, they can't keep their feet on the base.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then I don't understand this big outcry. There's all these people saying get rid of the K-zone. I love the K-zone. The K-zone's great. It shows, gives you perspective on where the strike zone is, and anybody with a brain knows that it's going to sometimes be a little bit off, and there's going to be a strike called that's not exactly in the box. It doesn't mean the umpire is evil or incompetent. It just means that it's, it could be a slightly different angle, and, you know, he saw it a little bit differently. I mean, it's just that people act like these umpires are so terrible, but in reality, we're just getting a close-up look at their failings, and it's just hard for them. They're incredible. The baseball umpires are far and away the best officials of any sport in any major sport in America. They get this stuff right at a ridiculous high percentage, even before replay. You know, now obviously with replay, they're getting everything right. But, you know, they're getting it right upon replay. But these guys get it right the first time, you know, at an incredible rate. So,
well, that's why I don't want mechanical umpires, you know, calling balls and strikes. I just, why do you have a home plate umpire? He's supposed to be there to call it.
Exactly. And not to mention, I mean, it's, you know, anything, automation's great. It makes us more efficient. But, efficiency is not what we're, I don't think efficiency is the priority when it comes to officiating a baseball game. Efficiency, ultimate efficiency is not, it's part of a show, and it's a show play. It's part of a show part, which is, it's a game that's become a show, but the game is played by people, and it should be officiated by people, and it's watched by people. And I think if you start doing it any other way, it gets kind of, it loses an awful lot of, I don't know. I mean, obviously the human factor, but spontaneity, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, it, to me, I just, maybe I'm old school, but I just think of sport that goes back to 1870 to make overwhelming, sweeping changes to a sport that's that old, just kind of disrespecting the sport. And I know people would say, "Oh, you're an old timer. You don't want to change anything." No, but it was a great, great sport, and it doesn't need massive alterations.
Couldn't say that any better. Well, Larry, thanks so much. I really enjoy all the work you're doing at KMBR. And by the way, we solved all the problems on this podcast for the Giants and Major League Baseball all at once.
Exactly. We're solution people.
That's right. Thanks, Larry.
Anytime, Joe.
That's Larry Kruger from KMBR in San Francisco. Join us again next week. We'll be at AT&T Park in San Francisco for our final two podcasts of 2018. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.